So I thought this afternoon, you know, because there were so many of you, we couldn't, you know, we apologize, we couldn't offer lunch to everybody. There just isn't room, let alone plates and enough cups and silverware for everybody. But we're really happy that you all came now. And I thought it would be an excellent opportunity for you to ask questions to the other bhikshunis and learn more about them and their practice and, you know, the Sangha and everything like that. So, please.
Yeah. Well, I have a question. When you were explaining about the age of the people who become an ordained, the reason was because many of us have had careers or this or that, and then our minds are kind of not so flexible. And so I think whether somebody ordains or not, we all kind of deal with the mind that isn't always very flexible. So I wonder if you could talk about how to work with that.
就说哈，您那天在讨论这个出家的时候，提到那个年纪，好像那个年纪比较长的时候出家，他比较难调，他的心比较坚固，这样。那事实上我的认识呢，就是不管是什么年纪，这个心都很难调。那这个可以以后请法师谈一谈，这个怎么调这个心。That is a big question. We manage to tame the mind, we might be able to enter the stream, become enlightened. That's the first stage of enlightenment. But we are already working on the path. As long as we are thinking about this issue and working on this.
在有关调心啊，佛陀有很多的这个教导，因为我们的心是，它有很多的比喻啊，比喻像猴子啊，像野马，像喝醉酒的大象啊，或者是像天空的这个云啊，飘忽的云，或是闪电的，我们很多很多的比喻，我们这个心来调的衣服。
There are many different descriptions about the difficulty of taming the mind in the scriptures. For example, the mind was is described as a monkey mind, or a wild animal, or drunken elephant, or even the sky floating in the sky, the cloud falling in the sky, or the lightning, it changes all the time.
所以如果想要练习调心的方法，就表示一定是有看到你的心是真的是很野的，很难调，难驯服的，很霸道的，或是很阿霸的。
Yeah, the first thing to tame the mind is to recognize the unruliness of the mind and the mind's wildness? Go wild, yeah. Of the mind.
经典里面啊，关于佛陀教导的有关调心的方法，我想，在那个经典里面一定都读过哈。不过这个只是读啊，或是用理论上去了解，或是知识上去认识它，知道它，都还不够。
Yeah, the scripture talk about a lot of passage about the importance of taming the mind or the way of taming the mind. Having the knowledge alone is not enough.
很重要，一定要你实际肯去练习。
The important thing is we have to take actual steps to practice it.
所以，我知道说在这跟 children 法师哈。都常常有这样的一个叫什么训练，给大家提供很好的场地，还有时间，都有几天的这种 叫做训练嘛，哈，这个呢就是一个很好的练习的机会。
Yeah, actually, I know Kukun Children has been very kind to offer various programs in the abyss and provide very conducive environment. So it is very good chance you can get some training or a practice in the abyss.
所以怎么调啊？因为第一个你一定要花时间去，不是只是理论，这个叫做修行啊。那有人愿意来教我们啊，那你知道这个方法啊，那你把你的时间给空出来，实际的练习，练习了一段时间回去之后，在家呢最好每天也早晚固定的练习啊。至于这个方法是什么，我想修人法师有教过大家，我就不用在那个，他们就依循他教的方法就好。
In terms of taming the mindFirst, you have to learn the knowledge and learn the technique. After that, you have to spend every day, morning and evening, practicing it. And I trust Kukun Children has given you many of this method. So,
你在这边如果有固定的时间啊，一年几次的这种叫做闭关练习，好吗？回去早晚都有练习。当然，出家人就是每天早晚都有定课练习啊。在家的话，你回去也一定要早上晚上都要给自己一个练习，因为这个练习的时间呢，啊，你说长短都没关系，你只要持之以恒啊，那么就是像我们每天一定要吃饭，那么这个练习我们的心呢，我下就是。你要给你这个心呢很好的精神食粮，精神食粮让它营养充足，它就不会这样子乱跑。
So we have to take time. One is have the intensive training in the program in the abbey, and when we return to our regular life, even for monastic, every day morning and evening we have to take time and practice in it.And so just like we have to take a regular meal to sustain the body, and the everyday practice of the spiritual training, of the mind training, is our spiritual food.
那通过你这样的练习啊，你的心就比较有营养，比较强壮，在每天的这个日常生活里面啊，你碰到境界的时候啊，碰到不如意的时候，你至少你有基础，不会马上像过去那种野蛮的心就反映出来。
Yeah. Once the mind is tamed, then we have the strength. When we encounter unexpected situation, the mind has strength to sustain itself, sustain its stability without falling into our behavior pattern.
诸位用什么方法？你也可以告诉我们。
Yeah, can you tell me what approach you use to tame your mind?
有学过吗？有来这边？这边提供的这种几天的练习，有来学过的举手。
So has any one of you come here and get teaching from different children about on the topic of taming the mind? Raise your hand.
一半，一半还没有。
More than half. Okay.
我知道。修人法师有一本书，就是怎么样调补你的心啊、哦？那本书大家都看过吗？
I know Kukun Children has a book. The topic is taming the monkey mind. Has any one of you read that book?
What? 没有读过的举手。
How about those who haven't read that one?
You should read that
The training in the summer monastic is good. How long is the training?
Nearly 3 weeks.
About 3个星期.
Oh, yeah. 你在现今这种混乱的、引诱的啊这种社会里面，你就可以出人头自主。
Yeah, those who have read this book shouldn't stop there. Having the knowledge alone is not enough. The next step is to put it into practice. If you can come to the abbey for 3 weeks intense training, and that would be very good.And if you manage to train your mind, then you will know how in this world of temptation and very rush and busy and fast-paced world, you know how to be the master of your mind. You will know better how to help yourself become a master.
Got it.
赶
快请他
进
入多提供给大家来学的机会啊，就是调心的开始吧，啊，慢慢的，但是就是一定要很有耐心哦，很有耐心。刚开始你来参加，可能会觉得哇，哦，这个什么大事小事哦，几十年前的小孩子都想出来，那个呢，就是你开始用功的开始，哦。把很多的过去的这些有的没的统统出来了，那你就知道说哦，你这些你怎么样让你的心呢不受它的影响啊，回到你当下老师教的你的所缘，那么以所缘呢来练习啊，这样你的心慢慢就会进步跳。
Yeah, when we first get a train, we might suddenly remember a lot of things we.Happened in the remote past. So actually this is the very good sign of training the mind not to be distracted by those old memories. And anything else? 大概是这样。
Yeah, 好的。就一定要来参加就是了哈，留着你们实际练习，那实际练习以后跟老师。
Yeah, you should definitely come and attend a different children's program and to get a proper training, and then you know how to practice on a daily basis.
The chanting that you do is quite lovely,
mm-hmm.
And what I was very curious about is.That it's not, my experience is it's not only in your chanting, but there's the way in which that you move together as a community comes out in your voices. What is it in your practice and the training, not just for the chanting, but it seems like there's a part of your practice that's much deeper of acting in harmony with each other that allows your voices to be very melodious.
就是我们这个就是说就是听到法师的唱念呢，觉得法师的唱念不仅仅是和谐哈，好像它本身也是一种修，不晓得这个部分法师能够谈一谈，就是说到底那个东西是什么让你们的唱念这么样的有这个力量。
那
你
们
的
唱念我在搞什么
搞什么
他问的是说我们的唱念呢不太很和谐而且好像我们彼此好像就是在那个地方修炼然后这个东西可以谈谈你在那边怎么修这个餐厅呢是一种声音的供养那是要供养佛 还有供养过去的佛，供养现在的释迦牟尼佛，还有供养现在各位未来诸佛。那有这种供养的心呢，你的心呢就会变得非常的柔软，非常的慈祥。这样。
So first of all, chanting is an offering, to the Buddha of the past, and also offering to the present Buddha Sakyamuni, and also an offering to the future Buddha. So once you have the intention to make this offering, your mind becomes more gentle, more soft.
然后呢，透过这个唱念呢，把那个文里面的意思呢，开始做观修观。And
with this mind, then the content you chant, you should contemplate the content. Then with that understanding, you chant.
那在唱诵的这个过程呢，你可以得到你身心的一种放松，同时你可以得到诸佛菩萨的这种加倍。Yeah,
in the chanting, you relax your body, and you also you are able to receive the inspiration from the Buddha.
我讲我去迈阿密的一个故事给大家听。Yeah,
I will tell you a story I had. It happened while I was teaching in Miami.
我04年在迈阿密教 meditation.
I was teaching meditation in Miami in 2004.
都是全部是美国人。
And all the audience were Americans.
那么，他们并不完全都是佛寺。
Not every one of them is Buddhist.
然后，打坐的时候，他们要我就是能够唱诵给他们听这样。
So during meditation, I was asked to chant.
那我教他们打坐之后呢，我就念佛，用地藏念佛给他们听。
So during meditation, I chant Buddha's name to them, and they felt very peaceful.
那结束之后呢，有一位太太来跟我讲说，啊，她的坐骨神经好了，这样子啊。
And after the meditation session, a lady came to me and told me her illness of the nerve around. Her hip recovered.
Sciatica, okay, thank you. Recovered. Healed. 然后他说，哇，那这个chanting很好哈，能够保佑身体健康。后来他又介绍他的朋友要来听我唱念，要来治病，那我就吓死。So
he said, oh, the chanting is very powerful. Has a healing power. So he then turned around and told a lot of her friends to come and listen to my chanting. And I was so scared.
然后我跟他说不是我的问题，是因为呢这个梵拜它的确是它可以让我们身心都完全放松，然后你的心呢就能够融入佛菩萨的慈悲里面。So
I told her it is not my voice. The chanting, the chanting of the Buddha's name itself, when your mind is pure, then your mind has the power, healing power itself.
那因为呢，你这种放松跟慈悲呢，那神经全身都放松，那你的疼痛就全部都解决了。
When your mind becomes more compassionate, your body is more relaxed. A lot of illness, the symptom goes away by itself.
那当然这个这一种的上面是要来自你内心的，你真正投入那种那种啊意境里面才可以。
But of course, this kind of chanting require we actually are in one with what we chant.
How does one generate and maintain the enthusiasm in the practice?
就是这样的问题，就是说一个人怎么样能够发心，然后让他这个发心能够不断。
我想发心是一个念头，那么要能够一直保持下去，就是你要常常回来 temple 呢，常常去熏习。然后呢，你要常常呢接近这个善知识。
Having the enthusiasm is only one thought, and this thought also needs further development. And how to develop the enthusiasm to continue it?Yes, you can do it if by continue coming to the abbey and or be associated with those practitioners. So you will get reinforced.
那么你亲近善知识的时候，你要看到善知识，他好的一面，你要跟他学习修行的这一面。
So when we are associating with those spiritual practitioners,it is important we focus on the positive side of those people and make a determination to learn those things.
然后你要回家呢，你还要常常去读经，然后把经文里面对自己有意义的、对自己有用的那一句经文呢，记在心里面，天天去思考它。
And it is also important when we return home, we read Buddha's teaching of scriptures. And also those passages that are meaningful to you, take it down and contemplate on those passages constantly.
譬如说在摩诃般若经里面讲说菩萨应住六度，那么因行六度不应说无意义事，那么这句话呢你就常记在心里面去想它，那你要行六度，不讲呢没有意义的事情。
For example, in the Mahapajja Sutta, there is a one passage that says bodhisattvas should dwell in the six paramitas and also practice the six paramitas and do not engage in any meaningless gossip.So when you read this passage, you in your mind, you should constantly remind yourself this is what your mind should settle, and this is what you should do, you should practice, and you shouldn't engage in yourself in any meaningless gossip.
然后呢，你还要读高僧传。去看过去的祖师他们是如何修行成就，常常的去读。
And it will be very helpful if you can also read some biographies of the past practitioners and especially examine how they practice, how they overcome difficulties. It will be very helpful for us to sustain that aspiration.
然后你要去想，他是人，我也是人，他可以，我也可以。佛陀说，每一个人都有佛性，所以他可以，我也可以。
So, when we read those biographies, we should contemplate they are human beings, so I am. And so, if they can do it, so can I. And encourage yourself.By following the footsteps.
然后你要发愿，你要跟释迦牟尼佛。
And then make a vow or make a wish and you will become just like the Sakyamuni Buddha.
So those that were hurt here earlier, could we hear
the
chanting?
他说他刚才没有在这边，他没有听到我们的唱念，可不可以让我们在这边再唱一个给他们听听？ Of course.
唱往昔所造诸恶业，那么你们就可以唱念。
She said that we will chant the repentance verse,
okay,
and you will chant it in English. I will chant it in Chinese.
Okay. We took one of the verses from the King of Prayers. If you have handy the red prayer book, it's on page 56, I think, second verse down. And because we needed this. We recite this verse for our bi-monthly confession and also during the ceremony. And so we took the Chinese melody with which it is chanted and squeezed the English words in there. But it preserved the essence of it very nicely. So
everybody can join us.
We know it.
You know it now. And when you chant, remember, you not only chant the word, you also have to listen to others. Yeah, that is a requirement. You don't go faster or slower than others. So the verse is on page 56, second verse, and we will chant the Sakyamuni Buddha's name for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Then we will start, and you are welcome to join us.
Namo Bhagavate Sutya.
Yeah.
yesterday, Venerable Minta shared about her life and how she ordained. And I would like to request the two of you to also talk a little bit about your life and how you came to ordain.
昨天呢，林家法师为我们大家分享了他怎么出家这个历程。那接下来我想请另外的两位法师可以看看你们怎么出家，怎么这个历程。
我是来自一个佛教的家庭，came from the Buddhist family，然后我的长辈呢有许多人出家。
A lot of our relatives joined the Sangha.
但是我的父母说，别人都可以去出家，只有我的女儿不可以去出家。
But my parents said, all the older son and daughter of other people, they can join the Sangha, but not mine.
我的父亲说，这个出家要天还没有亮就要起来。 然后天很晚了还要念经，很辛苦，不可以去睡觉。
My dad said, to be a practitioner, one has to get up very early in the morning, and one very late at night has to read the sutra. It's too hard, and I forbid you to go.
然后我的母亲说，出家做比丘尼呢，吃素啊。 这个营养不良不好，你看我像不像营养不良的人？
And my mom is concerned about to be a practitioner. One has to adopt vegetarian diet. It is not a balanced diet. So do you think I look like I'm in balance?
哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈 我喜欢我就我喜欢去我我的姑姑她的道场，如果我去她都会给我东西吃。
Yeah, I like very much to visit my aunt's temple because every time I visit there I was given something to eat.
然后后来呢，但是我觉得这个出家就像我妈妈说的，只有吃菜真的是营养不良。
But I realized to be a practitioner if one the only practice is to become a vegetarian then that is not balanced.
后来呢，我就觉得说，那我只要去拜佛，去吃师父给我的水果饼干就好了。
So I told myself I only go and pay respect to the Buddha and I will only take the fruit they gave me.
后来呢，我遇到了一位广化法师，他跟我说，出家不是只是为了要吃才去。
And later I met a Vinaya master called 广化。He told me to become a practitioner not only just to become a vegetarian.
那后来我就跟着广化法师学念佛，然后学看经，然后学习打坐。
So I learned from my master 广化how to chant Buddha's name, how to read scriptures and how to meditate.
后来我在家的时候我都是吃肉边菜，然后我的父母就很紧张，他们害怕我有一天会出家。
So when I was at home I was always eat the vegetable in the dish they are vegetable and meat. I only pick up the vegetable. So my parents were very concerned. They were afraid of I will be a nun.
然后后来我妈妈就带我哈到日本去旅行，她希望她要带我到国外去旅行，让我的心呢能够一直玩一直玩，然后就不想去休息。
So my mom intentionally took me to travel to Japan and to various places. Her plan was to distract me so I would eventually forget about being a nun.
后来我去玩了回来之后，然后我就有一天跟我妈妈跟我爸爸说我要跟同学出去玩。
So when I returned from overseas travel, I one day told my mom I will travel with my friends.
其实那一天呢，我身上只有要坐车去我师父那边的车钱，我没有带任何的东西，没有换洗衣服，什么都没有，我就跑去出家。
So in my pocket, I only have the money for the one-way ticket.To the temple, and I have no change of clothes. I go directly to my teacher and I join the sangha.
然后，我写一封信给我的父母说，谢谢他们养我长大，然后谢谢他们阻止我出家，因为这样我产生好奇，就我觉得想要来出家。
So after that, I wrote a letter to my parents.I first thank them very much for bringing me up, and I also thank them for stopping me from joining the Sangha because it triggered me want to know about being a monastic.
然后我出家，我的妈妈。跟我的祖师不是我的爸爸，是我爸爸的弟弟，他来看我，然后他们都看看我，就跟他们讲说，哎呀，出家真好哎，这样子
啊。So after I joined the Sangha, my mom and my uncle, not my dad, came to see me, and so I told them, it's wonderful to be a nun.
为什么好？第一个好就是说我不用去烦恼我的头发要烫什么发型，我不用去烦恼我衣服要穿什么样子。
One of the benefit of being a nun is I never have to worry about what hairstyle I have to wear and what kind of dress I have to have.
啊，就像你们现在出门都。不知道要穿什么好看，然后头发常常要长的要短的。
So I guess you when you go out you will have this kind of worry what kind of dress to wear and whether your hair should be long or short or what kind of purse or shoes to match with your dress.
出家很好，就是我可以煮一样菜就很多人吃，然后我可以不用天天煮饭，也有人会煮给我吃。
Another benefit of being a monk is you can live on a very simple diet, and one dish, and everybody has the same dish, and also it is very good. You don't have to cook for yourself every day. Sometimes some others will cook for you.
然后现在我的爸爸说，因为我有一个弟弟一个妹妹，我的爸爸说，哎，还是出家比较好。
So now my dad said, since I have a younger sister and younger brother, my dad said, since the best way is being a nun.
你看他出家以后读很多书，他还国际到处乱跑。
You see, the person after joining the Sangha has the opportunity to study a lot of books and also have the opportunity to travel over the world.
你们要不要跟我一样？
Do you want to like me?
我那书架是偷跑的。
Yeah, I ran away.
如果你们要来出家，我都很欢迎。
Yeah.
然后下一次帮你们做。
If you want to join the Sangha, you are very welcome. Next time I can help to shave your head.
有没有人预约下一次？
Do you have any one of you want to how to say that pre-order? But only I can only take a female.
Not a man.
That's my story. Any question about her story?
How old is
she? Nothing to say.
现在吗
Now?
She ran away.
你你家是多少几岁？
二十三岁。
23。
学校毕业就。
Yeah, after I graduated from college, then I joined the Sangha. Do you have a question?
That was my question.
Okay, my turn. I was actually born and raised in a Catholic family, and I have to start it from my mom. When my mom was born, she was okay. You know, in Chinese we have no, the pronunciation is the same, he or she. So when you listen to me, it change each other. You have to switch yourself. Okay. I don't know how to say that. In China, there's a certain way to have a future telling. And so when my mom was born, one of the future tailors said my mom's fate was was very hard. It's very bad to her parents. And as a result, she was given for adoption. And so my stepmom, I was told, I've never met her before, was a very devoted Buddhist. She was a vegetarian, and she sometimes would follow others to pay a pilgrimage to other places and pay respect to Buddhas and visit other places. However, she was not a very open-minded person to give my mom a proper education. So my mom was deprived of school education. So in my mom's mind, the reason why she was given away because of the fortune telling, and she also witnessed a Buddhist, her thinking and behavior is a huge gap between them. So my mom has a very negative impression about Buddhism. Mm-hmm. And so when she grew up, she I think that's my interpretation. Her independent declarance was she would choose her own religion. So she intentionally brought the whole family she followed the Catholicism, and we were very young being baptized. So I was grew up in a church environment, and I met a lot of fathers and sisters. So in my family we have eight siblings. I'm the number five. And you know the middle child. Okay, we have plenty of time. People left you alone. Because my mom, I usually describe my mom like a firefighter, because she has to worry about the illness. When this one kid gets ill, she has to nourish that specific one. So I'm not that person. So I have plenty of time to observe what is happening around me. I think one of the observations I had was I saw the fathers and the sisters, and also I saw my parents and also the neighbors. And I can see, I kind of imagine their age. And I see, okay, the father maybe 50 years old, and this person maybe also 50 years old. And then I trace back, I'm thinking, okay, I kind of discovered there's a difference between being a monk, being a monastic, and being a lay householder. Because a householder, when they are growing, the older they get, the more attachment they become. When they, what I noticed was when they get on the bus, a lay householder will immediately occupy a seat, then another seat for this their family members. They are so anxious about taking care of their family members, and they will shout and argue with each other because they were fighting the very rare seat. What I observed from the fathers or sisters, and I noticed they have no family members, they have no saving, they do not have much. They do not have a lot of belongings. But they are so ready to open their own, and they are very happy, and they are there to help. And so I kind of feel if I turn the time back 25 years back, when both of them are at the turning intersection, determining where to go, the difference may not be that much. They are just young men having the whole world in front of them. But 20, 30 years after, I can see the sisters and the fathers. They are so peaceful and so ready to open their arms. And here, the householders, they become so tight. Their concern is kind of narrow to their immediate family members. So that is one observation I had. So another observation I had was when I was in fifth grade, one of my good friend's father passed away. And so my friend's elder sister became a nun, a Catholic nun. So I was very impressed. So I told my mom, I said, one day I will become a Catholic nun. How about that? So I told my mom about this. So I remember my mom said, I will be very proud of you if you become a nun. So I often tell people, if there's one thing that changed my life, I think that thought took place at my fifth grade, changed my life. I determined to become a nun. But immediately after, I start questioning myself, why a person won't become a nun? Why a person won't become a monastic? And I didn't ask this question, I didn't discuss this question with anyone else. I just asked the question, I answered the question myself. And it took me 10 years to find the answer that satisfied me. And most of the answer I find out is the I would say the next it shouldn't be the answer. I think the first answer I had is one should not become a monastic just because the person does not want to get married or want to have a family, because being a nun is a very holy act. It's not an escape you want to escape from something you don't like. So I know the person should, the motivation is not to escape from something you don't want. Okay. And the second question I have is, one should not become a nun just because you love your God. Because you don't have to become a nun to love your God, to share your love with everyone else. You can become whatever you can do. You can become a good teacher, a good doctor, a good scientist to show your love to help all other beings. So I know that is not the answer. And I remember in my high school, and I realized I was visiting one of my teachers. She had a miscarriage, so I went to the hospital to see her. And she was talking about her marriage and stuff like that. I think she has a long-term relationship with her boyfriend before she finally go to a priest to get married without their parents' blessing. Yeah, because her boyfriend was, we call it Manander. It's not from Taiwan. It's not born from Taiwan. It's someone from mainland China. So they don't trust those people. So she was talking about her struggle of this relationship and how she finally determined she wants to get married even without her parents' consent. And one thing she said to us was, it is natural to get married, something like that. So then I told myself, oh, the thing I want to do is counter-natural. Mm-hmm. It's something you're against the stream. So again, I do not have the correct answer. It's part of, answer the question directly. Why a person should become a monastic. When I was studying in college, I was studying in a teacher's college. So my fate will be, when I graduate, I will become a teacher. So I told myself they are two kinds of teacher. One is the subject matter teacher who can teach you certain knowledge about certain subject. And another kind of teacher is educator. Educator help a person to grow. And I discovered that the college I studied only teach me the first part, how to become a math teacher, or you can teach a certain subject, and you can make a teaching plan, or how to skillfully help the students. So I know I had to help myself on the second part, how to become an educator. So during that search, a period of search, I met some friends and I noticed in them they have very good manner and they are very calm and very wise. So in them I kind of noticed they have the quality of being of educators. So I followed them. And so I joined a club, a student club. It's a kind of the club is like a club of great wisdom, something like that. So I noticed they are studying Buddhism. They are learning meditation and stuff like that. So I remember talking this to my brother, and my brother warned me, you know what, those are Buddhists. And I didn't dare to argue against my brother, but I said to myself, as long as it helped me to become a good educator, I don't care the brain. I should learn to become an educator. So I continue to learn and continue to learn and to meditate. But once I came to the point, oh, I realized this is very good. Buddhism is very good. And so I said, wow, now I have to become a Catholic nun this life. Then I at that time I decided perhaps I will become a Buddhist nun next life. That's the first time for sure. But one day in my sophomore years, one thought struck me. That thought was, if I can become a Catholic nun this life, it means I have a seed of wanting to become a Catholic nun in the past. But now, I have another seed in my mind that's becoming a Buddhist nun. And I said to myself, theoretically, if I take care of this second young seed now, then I don't have to wait till my next life to let this seed grow. Mm-hmm. So I said to myself, I will make experiment on this, whether it is true. So that thought cleared my conflict of which path to take. But still the question I have to answer myself, why to become a nun, a monastic? And I got that answer, I think also in my sophomore year, while in the summertime I went to attend a 6 week training, mind training, Buddhist study training. And I don't think I worked very hard at that training because I was too ambitious. I had too many activities scheduled in one summertime, and I have the scout training, and the training is a whole day and night training. And immediately after my scout training, was the 6 weeks Buddhist training. Mm-hmm. So during the 6 weeks, I was dozing all the time, and I was struggling to follow the decision. But still, I remember one time, I was in their library. I saw a passage posted on the wall, and when I saw the passage, I know I found the answer for my question. And the passage is very simple. It says the triple gen is the ultimate refuge. That's it. And I realized why I become a monastic is to have a direction for my life. I need a direction. Not only I think the purpose of become a monastic is you know where to go, not this life, and what is the right direction and what is the right approach to reach that direction. And I know by reaching that, and I can help others. Help all the others to find the right direction. So I think I told you the reason, the history, and still I have difficulties. You can imagine how hard my mom took my chance because she so intentionally brought us up in this good environment and to become a good Catholic, and I rebelled her. So after joining the Sangha, my mom didn't come, and she refused to talk to me. So we didn't talk to each other for 19 years. And I regarded my mom was my best teacher, because my mom gave me no exit. No exit. You want to make you take a decision, and you can only go forward. Because I can imagine if I disrobe, I mean, what my mom would say, I told you so. And I really do not want to hurt her the second time. Because I knew she has a very negative impression about Buddhism. And I knew she has a very negative impression about all the Buddhists, because in her mind they are hypocrites. They know a lot of high ideal, but in reality they act otherwise. So I often see that as my duty, because I know my mom is not a unique case. A lot of people judge whether Buddhism is good just by looking at the Buddhists in front of them. And if they find the Buddhists are not acting according to the teaching, you can see how the negative impact. And my mom is the case. So I guess my mom gave me no exit. And that is a tremendous encouragement to force me to go forward. I know at least if I can not prove to her, I will get enlightened in front of her. But at least I will give her no excuse to say my daughter is getting worse by being a nun. Okay. I'm sorry.
We're still sisters.
Is anyone who wants to join the Sangha? You want to join the Sangha? Oh, good. Welcome.
Yes, sir. 也不是每个人真的都可以出家。
Actually, being a monastic is not an easy task, so it is not fit for everyone.
你可以检查自己是不是适合。
Yeah, you should examine yourself whether you it is suitable for you to take this task.
那其实。 就是说你如果走在正法上，那就很了不起了。
Yeah, as long as you work on the path, that is the key.
那要走在正法上啊，或是说要来出家呢，真的是要有善根福德因缘。
You can actually by working on the path, we should know it is a result of our past of tremendous merit. Tremendous.
今天坐在这里，我和诸位就啊，数世就累积了不少的善根福德因缘。
Just by sitting here today, I can see every one of you has a tremendous merit accumulated in the past.
就说这个道场好了，好啊， 这叫做色味，色味层。那在我们这个华盛顿州有这么多人，可是有多少人知道这个道场？
So take Savasti AD as an example, and this AD located in Washington State. But how many people of the Washington State know about this, the existence of the AD?
说小一点，也不要说华盛顿州哈，啊，这是这个州算是第二大城哈，人口应该也不少，才算是第二大城。那这不少的人口里面，有多少人知道这个社会上的？
Let's disregard the Washington State. Let's take Spokane City as an example. Spokane City is the number two city of the Washington State. There must be many population, but how many of them know about the Abbey?
然后
，
在这个城市里面，我们再缩小范围先来讲啊，多少人知道这个道场，然后多少人会来这个道场？
Yeah, let's further narrow it. Among those who know about the Abbey, how many of them will come to the temple?
好，所以你这样子想一想就哎。确实不少人哦，有不少人口哦。那也有某一些不少人或许会知道，可是愿意来的，又有多少？那么刚好又是在今天，那个出家的这个因缘又来，所以可见哦，你们也有这种种子，是很珍贵的。
So if we consider the entire population, the population of the state, the population of the Spokane City, and the population of those who knows, heard and knows about the Abbey, and we will know, even for those who happen to be here today, and witnessing the ordination of Thupten Senke, that is a sign everyone of us here today has a tremendous merit. So it is rare, but it is an indication we all in the past have this seed.
而且再说，人来这个道场，社会人这个道场，其实我昨天讲过，说它像人间净土，非常的殊胜，非常的好。但是从一个真正修行的道场来说，不只是它的环境好就够了。
As I said, the Savasti being is the pure land on earth, and so, but only have a abbey or monastery alone is not enough.
外在的环境当然可以帮助我们很少，但是真正的就是这个道场要真正是一个修行的道场，有法的道场，有正法住持法的道场。
So the external environment, is just one factor, and actually there's another factor, that is the Dharma. The monastery that has the Dharma, that comes.
那有这个正法的道场在这里，那重要就是它的内涵，它的内涵。有修行人在这里修持正法，在这里教导正法，那么这个道场才能真正成为一个殊胜的道场。
So they are practitioners practicing the Dharma, and they are practitioners teaching the Dharma, and that abbey, that place, is the one that has the Dhamma, contains the Dhamma.
那我是第一次来这里，我发现这个社会层啊，是具足了正法，又具足了外在的环境的优势。
Yeah, this is my first time to visit the Abbey, and I noticed the Abbey not only has the external conducive facilities, and also has the internal, the quality in essence, the Dhamma. You have the very good advantage.
以前我的师父曾经跟我说，如果你要找一个好的地方住，很简单，世界上风景优美的地方多的是，你到处都可以去观光旅游，然后找一个适合你的很美的地方住。但是他说，那种人不是聪明的，不是有智慧的人。
My teacher used to said to me, if you want to be searching for a monastery.And there are so many beautiful places on earth. You can go and stay there and enjoy the beauty. But those kind of people choosing those beautiful places are not the wise person.
他说，你要选一个地方住下来呢，很重要就是那个地方有没有法，有没有在转法轮，有没有在修持正法，这些人真是走在接近会的这个正道上的人，如果不是的话，那么你要去住在那边呢，对，一点帮助都没有，你只是跟平常的世俗的凡人一样。
And the place you should stay is the place that has people practicing the Dhamma, turning the Dhamma wheel, and also walking on the path of the Dhamma. And if you choose to stay in those kind of places, that is the right place.
我跟初的法师其实很早就认识，我们两个好像是同一年出家，不过是在不同的国度出家。
Yeah, I met Thupten Children many, many years back, and we since we joined the Sangha at the same year, although in different countries.
好像也是年纪相同。
And since we joined, we are at the same age.
I'm gonna be 57.
他要五十，他下星期就五十七岁。
现在 ？No， 五一年出生的。
I was born in 1951. No, I was born in 1950.
Okay.
A year older.
How old is it? 五一年。我来这边，我。很，这是很大的一个惊喜的哈。这是我第一次来，然后我看以前我就认识他，我想我退休了，但他还有这么大的一个活力哈，一个愿力。我看这么一片这么大，他的愿力很大，让我很感动。
Yeah, this is my first time to the Abbey.I, one thing that struck me, astonished me, was I was considering me retiring. But when I see Thupten Children having all this huge land, and I mean, so enthusiastic helping, teaching people, and I was so, I feel so moved. So I thought to myself, I remember what my teacher told me, a good place is the place there has Dhamma.
So I said, oh, there's a Bodhisattva Mahasattva in here and turning the double wheel.
Yeah.
So the Dhamma contains the Sila and concentration of the mind, also the wisdom. So I observe from you, you have a very tight schedule, and you remain silent every day, and you everybody is so harmonious, and so that is an indication you have very good foundation of Sila. And also I can see from your peacefulness, and like your mind is constantly I mean in the Dhamma. Mm-hmm. And also I notice children is constantly teaching you the Dhamma, and even before meal she will give you a teaching, and during the meal, after the meal. So it's constantly turning the wheel of the Dhamma. And so here is a wonderful
place.
So it is rare, and it is also precious to have this this kind of monastery around. So you can come today. It's really a sign, an indication you have the strong merit. Yeah, strong karmic connection. So please continue to cultivate your merit and your wisdom, and hope everybody one day can become Thupten children.
Better 很多很多的珍宝，譬如说，珍宝大多到像高达33天这么多，可是你还不如出家的功德深。
In the sutra, it is mentioned about the advantage of become a monastic. It has an illustration saying if you are able to offer precious jewels, how many, how huge as high as the Himalaya mountain, something like that. And it is not the merit you generate by donating all this jewel is still less than being a nun, being a monastic.
我还记得经典上还有一句话讲说，孔雀虽有色颜深，不若红富林眼深。白衣虽有富贵力，不如出家功德深。
I remember in the scripture it also said the pickup. The pickup has all the colorful feathers, but it is not as good as the what is the Canadian that they can try
good.
Okay, Canadian it's not as good as goose, which can fly high and far, and lay people, although they have all the wealth, but still they have all the wealth and all the power to decorate themselves. However, it is not as good as being a nun. Being a monastic.
我不是说你们一定要出家，而是说这个就是说，因为今天呢，你跟这个有因缘，那白衣虽有功德力，不若出家。白衣虽有富贵力，不若出家功德深。就说这个富贵是世间的，那我们呢，能够对世间的这些富贵呢，我们能够处理，那你能够处理，那你就具备有这个人天师范出家的资格。
Yeah, I'm not saying you all have to become a monastic. And when we said the lay householder, they have wealth and all the powers. But being a monastic, they are able to let go of those power and wealth. That is how they can become a teacher to all human beings and all the devas. Because the renunciation, they have the power to let go of it as well.
那这个白衣的富贵里，其实就是社会上每一个人都在追求，也就是一直在吸引大家去的。然后每个人呢，就是在这个里面呢，一直转呀转呀转，到最后就迷失了，甚至呢，有的呢就因为这样失去了自己的生命的也有。那整个我们说这个社会上的这个富贵，我们不是反对它，不是不要它，其实富跟贵在社会，这就是物质，就是人的需求是需要有这些东西。但是人因为对他的着迷呢，就会失去的，就迷失了。那当有人从这里能够抽离出来的时候，他能够去反照他的时候，这个社会呢就会比较光明一点，因为至少有多一些这样的人出来，那么呢看到哦这是黑暗的，哦这是不好的，他是会迷失你自己，那么提醒你呢走向光明的。
Yes, the householder's wealth and fame and power are most goals we people on the world on the earth are looking for. They work very hard to obtain that, and some people even sacrifice their whole life, or they get lost in obtaining it or sustaining it, and they feel tremendous frustration when losing it. So when being a monastic and letting go of those temptations. So you can see in the world when everyone else is chasing after wealth and fame and this, and this monastic can coming up and letting go of this and guiding people. That is why monastic are so important, so precious, because it's like in the dark there's a light showing people where to go.
所以我个人的一个心声心得，然后跟你们诸位分享，因为今天有机会来到这里，就像我当年出教，我也是这样的一个意愿，因为我看到佛众生很苦，那佛教呢，又是不被人家所认识了解，就像建地法师说的，他妈妈对佛教就是那么样的负面，那么印象不好，所以我那时候自己发现说，社会的老师很多。 可是宗教的老师太少了，佛教里面老师太少，所以我一定要出家去改变人家对这个佛教的这个错误的认识，同时呢，让他的内心有光明，能够走向正道。所以我就不当学校的老师，而要去当这个宗教师。
Before I joined the Sangha, I also was a teacher, and I noticed there are many, many teachers in society, but there are very few, we call it spiritual practitioners, and that's how, as Sister Dandy mentioned, why her mom has a very negative impression about Buddhism or about Buddhists. So I said to myself, and I should resign as a secular teacher. I should become a nun and upholding Buddhism and teach Buddhism and as a teacher of the Dharma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 有这样的因缘机会成熟。Yeah, hope
one day all of you have this your condition, coffin condition will ripen.
Thank you. And we would like, now that because you've decided to become teachers, all of you, to invite you back to the Abbey to teach.
Yeah.